None. Minutes are approved. Next, we move into new business. Please open your bill packet. Starting with SB 150. That will be going to financial, SB 151, Commerview, SB 152, Commerview and financial, SB 153, financial, SB 154, Commerview, SB 155, financial, SB 156, Commerview, SB 157, financial, SB 158, financial, SB 159, financial, and SB 160, financial. Any cases? Problems? Nothing? Pass. Next item on the agenda is approval of agenda. Are there any changes to the next week? None. And just for a reminder, Senator, last week will be pre-budget meeting, not this next week. Any changes? None. Agenda is approved. From here, we can move into budget official announcements, or we can move into guest announcements. We already have guests here. Senator Prager?
Motion to move into guest
announcements.
Second. Any objections? None. Okay. Before we move forward, Senator, if there's anybody that has a guest coming in, the guest was to be up in the front. So the first person is Mikhail Nostra, Patrick McKenna. And you have about 3 days.
Good evening. Thanks for everybody coming up here and talking to Senators. I appreciate it. My name is Patrick McKenna. I'm the president of Calmont Trials. Just to let you guys know, we're the Calmont Trials. Same kind of thing. You get a case every year. We play the role of witnesses and attorneys. And we've done phenomenally well, especially recently. Last year, we finished 8-0. We're the only undefeated team in the national tournament. Our fourth tournament, the Kings, took 1-2-3-7 at the regional tournament in Portland. And we're doing quite well. I just want to let you guys know who we are and keep this in mind when you've got funding bills coming up, because it's always a problem for us. I imagine you get this all the time. We can't do anything without money, and it places a huge financial burden on our ability to compete. We've got flyers there, pay registration fees, and so on and so forth. And just to give you guys a little context, I don't know if it'll help you or not, another UC, UCLA, has a national championship team 2 years running now. And I talked to their coach, I'm actually good friends with him, and all of Rachel, he's a law professor there. And we've got $40,000 for next year. And what that allows them to do is things like fly 16 people out to the national tournament who aren't even competing. And they're just going to be sitting there and watching their teams compete so they can see what top-level mock trial programs look like. And it allows them to remain competitive. We're a top 20 program like this, too. Someday, I'd like to win that national championship tournament. And I think you can do that in the next few years. Got to have the money to do it. So I appreciate your time very much, and I hope it doesn't sound like that's how they feel.
Thank you. It's 7:20. How are we going to do it? Senator Watson?
Here.
Senator Bloom?
Present.
Senator Bloom-Rostra?
Present.
Senator Cutt?
Present.
Senator Don Bosch? Senator Dariani?
Here.
Senator Dixon?
Present.
Senator Flores, Senator Kastenbaum, Senator Lavarie, Senator Leal, Senator Limon, Senator Nerdick, Senator Perez, Senator Shen, Senator Schluter, Senator Curry, Senator Figu, Senator Wing.
Yo.
Wow! Because they're all here.
That's the first.
Okay, Senator Wing, goodbye. So, Senator, since we do have three more guest speakers, and I would really appreciate it if you guys looked at your eyes and looked at the speakers. They're taking their time off their busy schedule to come up to you. So if you're not doing that, I will have to interrupt them to yell at you. So please pay attention. Is anyone paying attention to me? Cool. Okay. So pay attention to the guest speaker. Next, we have Michael Lieberman, a facetious bird. Next we have Rosa Hernandez from the Senate Corral Department. Gotta love them.
Eric wanted to make an announcement. Instead of the ACT banquet, we're gonna have the ACT luncheon on May 5th from 11 to 2 p.m. And that'll be free food. So that's where
it's an entire ACT banquet, but it'll be free food, it'll be some lunch too, and we're not doing a Relay for Life team, but we do encourage you guys to go with your student groups and raise money, and if you guys like, let me know how much money you guys raise, the better with the most money raised will be the prize. And although we're not sponsoring your team, your friends can register under the ACT. Okay, we're doing the AA school, but we're having problems with Stanford senators because they're not responding, but worst comes to worst, we'll be playing against Jay Council and Olson Council. Worst comes to worst, so we really want to get Stanford senators out here. And we're also planning a bonfire tentatively for May 4th, which is a Thursday. So we'll be raising money for that. And we have your rookie card gift certificate for $10 a month here, and then an email, and the month of April, then. And has it rained in July? Oh, we don't really want to take or sign up for tabling at Calco online. Or Calde, sorry. Everybody else, left in.
Great.
So thank you, Ben, your chest.
I tabled from 8 to 11.
$3 for me. You already got a $100. Thank you. Thank you for the information. I was just wondering why I got a card and it was like, what? My card from the Cinema Morale Department. Oh, it's like, what? Okay, questions like this can be asked all the time. Wait, one more thing. Please, if you're going to the big A school, response to your e-bikes, because right now we have only 300 points. So, can you respond to these e-bikes?
Thank you. Did Frank agree on a question? I just want to confirm the cards that did have messages, but not signed for
I wasn't really in charge of the cards. It was Lindsay, and I talked to her. Sorry, I do apologize.
Everybody is just excited and enthused to enhance The opportunities and the resources for filmmakers on campus is a service group. All we want to do is create more equipment and more opportunities for the filmmakers here. And I apologize if I go over time. Just let me know. Shut up or get motivated. We initially, when we formed, we were waiting for the officialization of the film department because they wanted to sponsor us, which was fantastic when we were on it, as well as OSL. And you guys are great. Millicent upstairs is fantastic. I think I came in 2 days before and I had to educate myself on as much as I could. But ultimately, I think I did pencil with the budget application and it was ultimately denied. We were accepted as a service group, but we were given the drill down. No problem. But now I'm here, and so I want to take this opportunity to field any questions so we can all be on the same page. We need, let me give you this number, $25,000 to solve all the problems we have for probably 3 or 4 years. And let me next say that I don't want you guys to give me that. I just want help on how to do that. Corporate donations, we've got plenty of passion. We've got the labor force, but we just need your help. You guys have been doing this for years, so you know, that's a little bit of direction. A personal approach from the alternator would go a long way. Operationally, in order to maintain that labor force, in order to maintain our outreach, we just need a little bit of cash. This semester, we did form labor. You know, $300, $500, and 2 cents.
Thank you very much, you guys.
All right, so we'll cut to the chase. Right now, we just want to survive through the semester. We've basically been putting the bill on signs or photocopies that we've had to create to first spread the word to get another place to collect. Film Studies has donated the facility, so we've got that handled. OSL is definitely behind us. Our next objective is to educate ourselves on our most effective fundraising opportunities, and I would love your help in that. And as I understand from upstairs, I need a senator to write a bill for contingency funds for this semester, and I'm not sure about the appeal process. We do have an appeal already filed for next semester, but I just wanted to take this opportunity, maybe for those of you who did get my email, if you have any questions or concerns or suspicions into this group and its help towards the organization and or its students.
Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
Absolutely.
Any questions?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, have you seen the
I have not received. I haven't seen it until this month.
Yeah, you guys got up like $150 from zero, and also possibly office for it and stuff like that.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'd just like to let you guys know, Film Studies did this as a volunteer. We just paid for it, but we've got the director of Ray, the recent movie. We haven't announced because it's only a very small private facility, but that would be next Tuesday if it's all by the meeting. So we talked strictly about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. How are you all doing? There are about 3 classes in this semester, and that's exciting. I just had my last lesson today. The career path again. So what I wanted to talk to you about, I'm actually going to hit all the different, some of the layup things that are going on this weekend because I'm going to kind of do a talk about that. I'm going to make this really brief. But I wanted to talk to you about one of the two real facts that I've learned in college that are still sticking with me today, and that's Thanos paradox. Meaning, probably by 103, Thanos paradox, I learned, means that you run for Congress by running against Congress. Now, what that means in light of the ACC election is this. And now I'm as guilty as anyone else of, as an elected official of doing this, the first time I ran, where you completely, you come across a flabbergasted by anything that the ACC does. And you win photos by saying...
Sir, pay attention.
How, as an outsider, you're going to come in and improve the state of affairs for the association. And then, you know, you spend a year here, and it kind of, it's varied. You definitely get a new perspective. Now, I don't want to put any of our senators in an embarrassing situation right now, but I do remember I was posting the Facebook one time, and I went across, pardon my French, but across the agency group on the Facebook, and then I noticed that some senators were actually in it, which I thought that was kind of interesting. Now, I don't want to put myself up on a pedestal. What I try to do, however, is every time I speak to a member of the association, the Lodge of 42,000, the body of the body politics about the AACC, I try to kind of explain why the AACC does what it takes the way to do. However, there are a lot of concerns about the AACC. Why does the AACC bicker so much with each other, being probably on top of the list? So, you know, it is all fine and well if we protect the state of the association by availing the students here and explaining why we do things the way they do. We do. However, it is important to address some important questions if we want to actually protect this association into the future, well after we have graduated from this amazing place called Berkeley. So I'm going to field four different questions that I think we should consider, even though this is the end of the year. Number one, are we putting the student first? So, for instance, the budgeting appeals process, even in light of that, this is the tightest financial situation that we have been in years. We have $1.5 million to distribute among student groups, and that is a very tight situation. So, I want to ask all of you, if you want to run this as a business, do you feel that we should trim off the fat in other ways? Specifically, trim off the fat in operations that are taken up by the ACP and not student groups. Now, let me, for instance, say that I'm a large proponent, unlike some senators here, I know, of the ACP putting out legal funds or fielding large capital improvements. I think that the ACP fulfills a unique position in doing so. That being said, however, when all the student groups suffer, we have to cut costs in places as well. Some of the operating budgets for the executive offices have gone up from previous years from $1,000 to $3,000. And I'm not saying that we should trim off all the costs there, but we should consider whatever we can do to help student groups of choice. Because I'm working with some student groups right now that have gotten cut as much as 85% from the previous year. In addition to that, I hope you consider a bill that I submitted this week. It deals with, sorry, someone, you're putting text on the bill. Oh, right.
Sorry.
Yes.
Next, we have Senator. We can't deal time during the election.
I'm going to jump to the back of the list.
Thank you. We've never done this before. It's an elected official announcement. Senator Nader.
Yes.
Don't be tough, Igor. Sorry. And for the record, I'm all very, very much consider what Igor said in this. Sure. Speaking of that point, I formally invite Igor to come to the Senate meeting by coming and expressing his views. So I would definitely urge every senator in here, and all the bills are starting to go down, to start coming to FICOM, because those are the senators right now, and everyone needs to be on the same page in that. So, and we won't be taking people anymore. Anyway, couple things. First of all, I want to play the first rugby game this weekend. It was amazing. I'm not sure who's here has or hasn't been to a rugby game, but if you haven't been, go. Also, next Saturday, and not this Saturday, next Saturday, they're doing the, they're wrapping up the collegiate championship. They're on the other side of the bay, but they went through for a round rugby thing over there. That's in the nation, but that's in North America. Couple things. First of all, kind of an update. This weekend is the start of Passover. This is a big deal. quick history of Passover. I'll produce this as quickly as I can. It's kind of a very small story. This is like a 4-hour movie about it. Holiday that commemorates the time of Israel when Jewish people were freed from slavery in the land of Egypt. Two people were slaves and they wanted to be free. Anyway, the Pharaoh decreed that all Jewish male babies would be killed. One couple put under wraps, you know, and they're big on the wraps. They put in a basket, floated down the river, and his name was Moses. And the Pharaoh's daughter went down the river, picked him up, and adopted him, basically, because he didn't really want to be on the river. So he grew up, ended up being kind of like an advisor to the Pharaoh. He was kind of involved, so he was Jewish, but he was not part of the slave population. Anyway, crap went down, he got exiled, got thrown into the desert. He wanted back, demanded freedom for people, and Pharaoh said no. Another repentant place, and these were really cool things where frogs and Moses and crap went down and died. Anyway, eventually, the last one was that they killed the firstborn son of every child in Egypt, except for people that had blood, lamb blood, on the top of the door, and they just refused. They knew. So the Pharaoh, his heart was broken, he sent everyone off, and the Jews had to leave that day. They didn't have time for the bread and lamb, that's why they have unleavened bread, so they have Martha. I hope you guys enjoyed talking about that last week. And during the next off 4849, across the sea, lots of cool stuff happened. Anyway, earlier if you guys looked through, because I really have time to discuss all of it. Also today happens to be April 20th. A quick couple minutes discussed about April 20th. 420 is not the police code for marijuana laws. It's a very common misconception. The origin of the word actually comes from Santa Rafael High School, which is close. Because the time that the group of students, you know, came together and they smoked pot under the camp statue of Lucy Stewart. Anyway, you guys, it started off as a joke, but it caused a lot of steam to kind of, you know, after that, it was a major movement. So everyone kind of, you know, took this 420 time as their time. 420 is made, obviously, such a fun, so significant. I know there's a lot of people on campus, maybe a few students in this room. Who might participate today? I'm not included, but to all of you who participated in the festivities, I wish you a 9/420. Also, to everyone, happy Passover this weekend. All right. Haiku. So, I'm going to remind everyone that there are two more meetings. And if you want a special haiku for someone or something, let me know. I'm more than willing to write it. And this one is for Igor. Igor, special place in my heart. He's a close brother of mine, you know, and we spent a lot of time over the last couple of years. So, haiku is called One Raised Hand. Tenacious and bold, not as naked as he appears, passion unparalleled. And I will give my time to share.
Those of you who don't know me, Mike Newman, assistant manager of the Conference Department of Spurs. I'm just here to introduce myself and also get a bunch of responses from you. 5 concerts in the next 6-7 days. So on the past staff, you guys are also Dr. Susie Flowers. And I urge you guys to come check out some of their shows, pretty wide variety of music, especially if you come to Battle of Band next Tuesday, 26th, Molly, that they have joined the Spurs Office of President Joe. So that's all they want to say.
Thank you. Here we are, and I will go back to the official announcement next week on our shed.
Okay, so I just want to tell you guys how the rest of the first one is for it won't be big chance for my you guys aren't going to rugby championship. So one of the West Coast across the country is their final scale also has a chance to so that's the problem from the West Coast by the
Thank you. Next is
Sam.
People may or may not be aware of their solution figures for next year's special class that was yesterday. And I want to let everyone know what the results are. They haven't had a
cup conference this afternoon. As the administration has predicted, there has been a modest increase in the number of black-related emergencies in the United States. There was about a 25% increase in raw numbers for black students committing cancer penetration for female students and under 25% of Asian American students. But there was also an increase for all students within the university. So the actual rate of improvement of unrepresented minority students is very troubling. For black students, it only went up by 2.5% of it for last year, 3.9% this year. For the female students, it's something like 11% to 11.5%. And so the students were really all that significant in the end. And I do think that it's important for us to look at this and to recognize that there is going to be no real improvement or increase in these admission numbers, regardless of comprehensive review, whatever, the best efforts of outreach programs on campus, or the testaments of administrators and the staff, and, individually spoken with, unless we really take affirmative action policy. History has shown that if you look at what's happening now in admissions across issues, affirmative action policies have been the only policy that have done anything significantly in the underrepresented minority student enrollment and to significantly counter the racism and the institutional discrimination built in the criteria of the admissions process, particularly based on African American. And so the argument is that that much stronger for the reintake of affirmative action in the degree with the figures that have come out now. And that combined with the need to on 10 years after the ban on affirmative action, a ballot sheet, and where does Boston University of California and where we go from here. For anyone here who is not sure still on why we need to bring back affirmative action policy, come to the symposium, you'll learn a lot about it. For those of you who already agree that we need to reinstate affirmative action policy, come to the symposium and learn about what we can do to organize the reinstatement of affirmative action. It's featuring BAM's national co-chair and spokesperson, Tom DeGriver, who comes to me at first to begin one of the classes earlier this semester. And also, Lucas Morris, who's the director of the Discrimination Research Center here at Berkeley. He's a center that's done a lot of research on the exact topic of 209, studied in the workplace. It's going to be at Sarah Falls on Tuesday at 6:30. And I think that everyone will find it both illuminating and also inspiring.
I just wanted to echo the words of Senator Kagan who said earlier. Well, it's my personal belief that as the ACC, in my view, we should serve to decide the problem that the government needs to do they want to do as a state for the tomorrow. So that's my view, and that's what I'll go back to the budget. I wanted to announce that tomorrow, Thursday, at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Armenian Student Association is being on the 10th annual United Anthem Hospital. It will be on episode, and they did it very successfully last year. It was in commemoration of the 1915 Armenian genocide, which is still denied by the American, Turkey, and Israel. Nevertheless, it was genocide. And this is an event for everybody to take a stand against genocide and crimes against humanity everywhere. And so I encourage everybody to be there. Great kind of solidarity on the top of these fires. And there might be a representative today that goes something later, but I'll just do that.
Oh, okay.
I have my time to the
Saturday at 3 p.m.
at Rock Hall. It's going to be Arts and Dollars, but it has been the longest running Clippers show on campus. It's going to be a really great event with a lot of culture, and I think in terms of going with what Senator Blackwood is saying, we're trying to just look at measures and look at what you can learn. And their theme actually is Rise, to look at the struggle with the achievements, but as well as what we can apply and struggle for on this campus and on other campuses. So we have been doing flyers, so please are going. I'll be there. Cheered on by fellow Filipinos. And so, yeah, please take one and go. It's $10. It's not very much. It should be selling out soon, so please take it. Are you?
Sorry,
you there selling the tickets on the ground, or you can, there's a lot of people wearing the right t-shirt directly by it.
So, I know a lot of y'all just kind of when this list came out, and this list came out on both sides, Trump, and by the way, and all the parties. And hopefully, we're going to finish all of this content together with the whole team right now, so let's get a move on it. But I hope you guys, I wasn't able to send out any, like, quick cheat sheets for the day. I'm sorry about that. I've been busy all week with the streets and witnesses, and actually took a lot more time than I thought. And I hope you guys, at least in your responsibilities as good senators and resident fairly. And if there's any of you who, step out of line for the JRP or anything like that, I'll smack you down for giving to say, yeah. I was going to say something more nice, but I realized it would be kind of cool. But anyhow, yeah, just so everybody knows, 12-10, 12-10, 12-10, or oral arguments, 10 minutes of coffee conversations for both sides, your good promotion performance, and everything like that. We're going to have this 10-minute recess around 10 to rearrange your stuff like that. We'll probably take up these folks, those two tables, and arrange everything up that. And I've been thinking about what Senator Blocker said to you last week about justice and all. And yes, I will be serving just so you know. Yeah, so I just wanted to say, yeah, I've been thinking a lot about what you said last year. So that's the only thing that's coming on hand right now. And if there's anything else want to ask me right now about the JRP or anything that you should know but probably don't, you probably should ask right now. So I'll yield back to my next question.
Okay,
so there's going to be times when you're allowed to ask questions to the witnesses. The only time you are allowed to ask questions to the witnesses is when the chair says so. So it'll be after the direct examination and cross examination of both parties. You'll be allowed to call up whatever witness you want that the direct examination brought up. So what's going to happen is that direct examination, the prosecution is going to go first and say, you know, we're going to call these witnesses X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z is going to come up. And after that, for cross examination, X, Y, and Z is going to cross examine and manage to take what the prosecution originally asked your questions about for X, Y, and Z. And then after that, all justices will have the time period in which they're allowed to ask and want to see what, like, more clarification issues and so forth. Any questions, and if they aren't barred by, you know, by the limitations set by the prosecution or the
defense. Okay. Are there any other questions? And it's funny if you seem confused, like, I have read the JRP, just like Peter told me to. So I know it, so I'll make sure that it moves smoothly. So feel free to ask questions.
You're younger than me, I'm probably younger.
the second thing that I'd like to address is going back to what Senator Clark said about the enrollment of students here. This is a really part of the larger trend of the attack on people of color, immigrants, and the working class in California and in the United States. So that really explains the reason that African workers went on strike last week. The chancellor spoke very eloquently at the Labor Center 3 weeks ago about how it was supposed to be. But refusing to do the African community to really not go on strike, knowing that they were not going to get a living wage, having received their over paying increases for 3 years, and their uniforms are made at the sweatshop. Despite of all that, they're really not going on strike because the associated particular community to speak with them. And that's what it's going to happen. And I hope that a lot of you respected this kid and I did not attend any business on the university. I know that I did that and I definitely found a lot of people supporting that. So if you all weren't here, there were 500 people at the rally, which was totally unexpected. It's not maybe 50 kids from our campus, so it was really easy to turn out. At 4 o'clock, there was a protest in front of the inauguration of the chancellor at IHOP, and he actually came out, so props to him for hearing that. He came out and spoke about how to support the living wage. So right now, that's just talk, and I really hope that that takes into action. And then that really goes back to sort of what Senator Tracy was saying, is how we can use this space to really facilitate these other forms of support for students on campus. And as, as I've always said, since the beginning of the year, as the board has committed, our responsibility and our obligation to stay what we feel is important and climate social justice related to the agencies that we've been working on the past. And so, so I just hope that, you know, there's those of you that are going to be here next year really utilize what has gone on and the fact that we have a chancellor who does need to support these issues and work towards underrepresented minority goals and work towards workers' rights and other issues. Any questions?
Any questions for the speaker? Thank you. I'm sorry, slow words. Is anybody there? I don't next to Senator, you go.
Broken record, but so the numbers did come out, and I wanted to highlight, for example, you know, the Latino, for example, Latino, Latino percentage did rise, but we also take that into consideration that how much Latino population has grown over the past years as well, and the fact that Latino, especially Latino applications have gone up like, I don't know, like threefold. So why are we bringing this up? You know, because we have a lot of I don't know, a lot of politically ambitious people in this room who, you know, aren't going to use positions of power within the university. I mean, we have candidates around for executive office who are going to have, you know, just a bit access to administrators next year. And I really want to, you know, make sure that if any of you in this office, in this room, you do get into office, you know, take that really seriously about what your role is and about how important it is that you represent well. And you make administrators your family point. Also, you know, I'm leaving and as you all, you know, when you all leave, I really, really hope that all of you take your positions as well, ethically and responsibly later on. So, with that said, I wanted to commemorate also the death of Corporal Mosquez, who was a huge channel leader in the Central La Raza Unida Party. He was active and did a lot for our community, including American community, and passed on. So let us live on with a legacy of people like this and you know, just make our lives count and make a difference and you know, and stand up for justice wherever we see it. And don't be consistent of injustice. And also, I wanted to invite you once again to the rally of the Cesar Chavez statue that will be happening on Friday at the Cesar Chavez Center. It's a beautiful statue. I've seen it already. It's like about 6 feet and it has his heart right here. It has the W flag on the heart. It's beautiful. I'm really excited about it. A lot of people, a lot of effort to make sure that we have one. So I encourage every senator to go.
And also, I wanted to talk about how big and how successful it was once again on senior weekend. Once again, I think people from the Senior Center commend them on their event efforts that they had. So, and that's it.
Thank you.
Next is Mary Castlemont.
Early on in the year, I was first semester, one of our marketing debates regarding whether or not they'll support climate action. Other than you voted down, we talked about 9-9-1 and get there. And so, since that time, our chances of the rest come out to support, so we've already talked about that. So, the session is in front of that, our executive mission has been essential work to really change some policies that work within the current law to make sure that nursing home is on the self on campus. And there's been talks and promises from both the admissions director as well as chancellor, as well as other key administrators, that the trend is going to change their dedicated work to campus. I would really wish that the experience that was in support for that height, rather than being positioned to be at all, and really considering that it can impact this university so much, this particular campus, not just the university in some way, but this particular campus, we have some of the work in this space, and we are the premier university, not just in the space, but in the nation of COVID. And we really have a great opportunity to do this, to make it significantly saving, and as we found out, not just make it saving, but actually do something else. We could have been saving and work on. We really could have. And if they chose not to, I'm still not sure why. I still don't understand it. But I'm really surprised and not surprised in much, but I want the Earth Center to realize the power that we do have, a lot of the power that we have, the influence of other students that we have. And really, if we have a business to university, we can go ahead and put it in sight. And I've never before, I was really on the other hand. And we have a more time today. Outside of that, there's an event, May 6th, the Elko. I promise to come and announce events every time because I'll pull out the last time I ever did it. So, May 6th, there's an event. There are more events this week and next, if you'd like to know. Those who made it to the Elko, raise money for scholarships. It's $5 to get in. They come to get out of the down over there, and I'm talking to you. Thank you.
Next is
I'm going to make this super, super quick. You all know, HC outstanding teacher award is all students. And I really appreciate it if you guys make it. There's also a reception, cooking for that. Really, really awesome. Subbeat studying and those are really strong stuff. Everybody in here can really think somewhere. Talking to teachers, also the international area studies, both of the time, and Asian studies department. So come check it out. 6 o'clock, there's reception, there is invitations, there are invitations in your boxes. That's right, I'm going to be flying this week, maybe anyone wants to help. 7:30 Tuesday night, tops. I'd love to see a lot of you guys. Thank you a lot, Kate. I do have a question.
Are there any questions? Thank you. Why is it so good? Oh, okay. I don't know. Just, I don't know. No, that's just, sorry. I have no idea. Next is
Senator Yun. Sorry. That was the mic. So, first off, Professor Yun is a student. He's a professor. She would recommend me. My first semester has been my area of community college studies and I don't mean to bring the mood down or anything like that. I just want to talk a little bit about my community, the Southeast Asian community. We are a refugee community, and next week will be Southeast Asian Awareness Week. April 30th and 3rd is going to be the 30th. How about I talk a little bit about the possible. April 5th, from the second year, I'm addressing the Southeast Asia Express. I'm being very dear to the day that my family, my community, were displaced. Very dear to the day that all the new people, all the Southeast Asian people who come to our community today, the numbers will be double. Half of them died in transit to America, or they also died either by ship or war, by famine, or something like that. So,
but I hope you support it. And it's just going to put in the bylaws that
school. There will be a public notification, basically, that groups can use if they request to know why they would give the choice of allocation, whom to contact, because a lot of groups still don't know, and that is a problem. First question, are we too tenuous when dealing with the administration? So, but I want to make sure no administration members are here. Don't want to get on the bad side of them, totally. but, for instance, the state of the Greek system right now is not the Greek system per se, but Greek relations with the university are a travesty. That's why I'm so sorry. And I know the Senator Derrick talked a little bit about this last week, so I'm not going to go into detail. But I think that we need to take a proactive stance, and we need to stand together because together we stand in the wider on this issue. Additionally, just last week, Ned Savant from the Department of Parking and Transportation came in to talk about the class lab. And I had a long talk with Jesse Allergy, and a major part of what he said are actually why stores at best have one. For instance, the reason why students are required to support this, are going to be required to support this across of the perimeter and the reverse perimeter, but if it happens, is not so much to ensure that the perimeter bus is not sliding, but because the university is not willing to prioritize student transportation and housing issues over parking issues. So that is something that we have a very short window of opportunity right now before this goes on the ballot, and I'm going to be working really hard with Jesse and some other people in the next 2 weeks to make sure that student-friendly changes are made. But this requires a lot of effort on behalf of a lot of senators, so please talk to me if you're interested in working on this issue. Going back to the first question, really quickly, are we putting students first? I want to get the record straight right now. I do believe in the great purpose of the ACC to place for students. And specifically, I know that it plays a very unique role in many ways. For instance, the AAA/ACC dance was an amazing success. But all I'm saying is, when things need to be cut, we need to cut along costs too. There's a lot of faculty trips in many different places. On that note, also, I put in a bill which would trim off some of the fat of the advocacy agenda committee. At the beginning of the year, you may remember, I was a fervent supporter of the advocacy agenda committee. I believe that they could move mountains. Right now, I'm not so sure, and I want to see if we get it into a meaner, greener machine. And I think that we can do that on $1,000 comparatively shoestring budget. Conflating everything into three committees, which would be more powerful committees, and in addition, groups will get an extra $1,050 to be included among them. Finally, are we taking our jobs with the gravity that is required? And specifically, our true test of this year, I think, will be in today's Senate hearing. And I put this on my in my amicus brief, and I'm going to say this again. Please, whatever your role is, please disassociate your feelings on the referenda and whether or not they should have been on the ballot from what the issue involved tonight is. Because this is a major issue. It affects more than one person, more than the fate of one person. It affects the entire separation of power, the balance of power between the ACC Senate and the ACC judiciary. So please, I know that you will be very serious when you're reading the JLPs. Also be serious in what kind of questions you ask. Make sure that you're only going by the evidence, and your decision will solely be based on the argument construed. And I hope that you all read the defense brief. So let the camera be a witness. What we do today is going to determine the state of ACC affairs for years to come, even long after we are no longer senators in this room. Thank you very much. I yield my time to questions if there are any. What is there?
Thank you. Here we move on to the ACC report. The report, the next ACC for operations for Thank you.
for 3 minutes, so.
Any second?
Sorry.
Any objection? None? 3 minutes?
No, see, we're not going to make it to 10 o'clock.
Fair play.
We'll reach out.
You're awesome. No changes to the calendar passed. Which means now we move into reports. Are there any reports? None. Reports done. Meeting consideration moving into SB 141A, Senator Blumenroster. You sit.
Hey, he's outside. There's my roadster.
Yeah, you come in.
Would you like to make a motion?
Can I make a motion to vote with the amendment?
To what?
Oh, questions.
Yes. Is there a second? Objection?